This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, February 10th, 2017 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Pro-life Senator Jeff Sessions was approved as President Trump's Attorney General on Wednesday by a vote of 52-47. Only one Democrat voted for the nomination after a 30-hour fight led mainly by Democrat Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vowed to veto a religious liberty measure that would have allowed pastors and Christian business owners to opt out of supporting homosexual faux weddings. The bill barely passed the Virginia Senate by a vote of 21-19. A UK court has dismissed all charges against a street preacher named Gordon Lamore in London. He was arrested and accused of, quote, threatening homophobic behavior, unquote, when he answered questions from a 19-year-old on what the Bible says about homosexuality. A new survey from the Public Religion Research Institute finds 58% of Americans supportive of homosexual faux weddings, with only 31% of white evangelical Protestants supporting it. An even higher number of Americans support persecution of Christian businesses that would opt out of lending support for homosexual faux weddings. Exodus 23, verse 2 says, "You shall not fall in with the many to do evil, nor shall you bear witness in a lawsuit, siding with the many so as to pervert justice." Easy conversions in America do not translate into faithful disciples in China. The U.S. Foreign Policy Group reports that 80% of Chinese students in America abandon their Christian faith or at least abandon the church upon returning back to communist China. They attribute this to the Chinese government's extreme persecution of unregistered house churches. Whether there be genuine faith in China or America, the principle remains true. We must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. Acts 14:22. Over 3,000 flights were canceled after God, by his sovereign power, sent a major snowstorm to the northeastern section of the United States. Boston expects a total of 18 inches, and Long Island could be hit with as much as 16 inches. Once the number one athlete in America, Tiger Woods told Vision magazine he'll, quote, never feel great again, unquote. Woods has undergone 3 back surgeries and 4 knee operations, and he has not won a major tournament since 2008. It was 2009 when Woods was outed to the world as a serial adulterer with at least 120 women, and that was the same year he was involved in a serious auto accident. Proverbs 7, 25-27 speaks of the death trap of sexual temptation. Let not your heart decline to her ways, for she has cast down many wounded. Yea, many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Hospitals and medical systems are taking note, and they may recommend more abortions in the future for children with special needs. A UK court has awarded a total of $87 million to 16 families for what they call a, quote, wrongful birth, unquote, lawsuit. These are parents who wish they had aborted their children when they were found to be born with special needs. These parents wish that their children, born with Down syndrome and microcephaly, had never been born. Hawaii's legislature is considering a bill to legalize prostitution in that state. The House Speaker, Joseph Suki, introduced the bill. To date, only the state of Nevada has legalized prostitution in some select counties. Just last month, a North Carolina woman was tied up in her home by an intruder intending to do her harm. She wriggled free, grabbed a gun, and fired at the bad guy, according to WWAY News. In her words, quote, I had a gun sitting on a Bible on my headboard. I jumped up on the bed, grabbed the gun, turned around and just pulled the trigger, unquote. The intruder tried an escape, but expired somewhere near the front door. Now that we have a pro-life president who has vowed to support the sanctity of life, an exciting new pro-life bill has been introduced in Congress. The Worldview spoke with Janet Porter, founder of Faith to Action.
The federal heartbeat bill will, as Congressman Steve King, the sponsor, likes to say, will ensure that if a heartbeat is detected, the baby is protected. It is a bill that will make America safe again for every child whose heartbeat can be heard.
Porter told The Worldview about a new poll which shows America's support for the heartbeat bill.
George Barna is a pretty respected pollster in America, and so that's why I went to him and asked him to find out where America stands on the federal heartbeat bill. And the results were stunning. Are you sitting down? 7 out of 10 in America want the federal heartbeat bill to become law. They agree with the premise that if a doctor can detect the heartbeat of an unborn baby, that baby should be legally protected. Beyond that, 86% of Republicans favor this bill, and this is the stunner, a majority of Democrats, 55%, answered in this national poll that they would like to see babies whose heartbeats can be detected protected by law.
If you're a regular listener to The Worldview, you'll remember my call to action right before Christmas last year. Porter explains.
We've been trying to get the heartbeat bill through in Ohio for the last 6 years, and we came pretty close. We got the bill passed in the House and the Senate. There was a heartless veto of Governor John Kasich, and we came pretty close to overriding that veto thanks to the calls of each of you who took the time to keep hearts beating. The good news is we did switch the votes necessary. We actually turned 2 no votes into a yes vote. The bad news is a lot of the yes votes said, well, I just don't want to come home from Christmas vacation to cast a vote. But we are going to be reintroducing it in Ohio for the 4th time. But that's why we have taken it over their heads, and we're going to see children with beating hearts protected at the national level with the federal heartbeat bill, H.R. 490.
Porter noted that there is an easy way for you to urge Congress to pass the heartbeat bill.
If you want to help keep hearts beating, I encourage you to get plugged in at heartbeatbill.com. Heartbeatbill.com, where you can send colorful cards to Congress through the mail to all the members of the House and the Senate with colorful messages from you individualized to them, encouraging them to support the federal heartbeat bill.
Go to this website today and share it on Facebook, heartbeatbill.com. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, February 10th in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.